All right, so here we go. I am in my bedroom right now. I am just wearing a pair of basketball shorts. A, I'm lazy. I don't feel like sleeping in a bra or a t-shirt because it's way too fucking hot outside. And I am a creature meant for cold weather. I What brought me here? I requested something in MSA a couple weeks, well, about a week or two back. I don't know. I'd have to look at the thread. And I don't know. I had recorded a couple of one-offs, like way back in the day, like only like two or three recordings, period. And I just like, you know what? Fuck it. Why not? I'm bored. I'm back to lurking on Soch, so why not? So yeah, three, obviously, yes, I have. Four, no, not yet. But I would definitely be interested in doing that. What are your kinks and turnoffs? Oh, the list is very long. I have the mentality of you can't knock it if you haven't tried it, and that you have to try everything at least twice. Once to try, second time to make sure you like or dislike. I mean, I do have my limits, like scat and piss. But otherwise, I'm all for trying new things. If I had to pick like my top three kinks, I'd go ABC. Anal, breath play, excuse me, and cum, be it swallowing or cream pies or walking around with cum on my chest, like whichever. Like I just really like cum. Let's see, how often do I masturbate? Good question. It depends on my mood. I can go days without masturbating, and then other times I'm like a 12-year-old boy who's just discovered how good it feels to touch his cock for the first time, and I can't keep my hands out of my pants. And sometimes, well, I do have a wireless Hitachi one, and that's my preferred method, but I do go periods of time with just using my hand because I don't want to be desensitized by my wand. Because that is an actual thing. Fun fact, that happens. Let's see. Where's the most risky place you've ever masturbated to orgasm? It would probably have been in my backyard, just the other Saturday, actually, just the other day, with my Hitachi wand. I was outside reading, and I could have easily been walked in on, but you know, thankfully I was not. So fun. Let's see. Have you ever masturbated for anyone else? Yes, actually I have. I have a current play partner who I masturbate for like all the time. Like one of my biggest kinks is masturbation instructions, and it's just so fucking hot. It would probably have been earlier this afternoon, and he'd come over and, well, forced orgasms with Hitachi wand along with instructions with him right there without touching me, and I'm just like, fuck. Like, I'm still exhausted from the like four or five he forced out, and here I am, probably going to knock out a few after I get done recording this. Favorite way to be fucked? Oh, dear me. Probably anal doggy style while being choked. Like, it's just hits all the spots for me. Let's see. So yes, I do like it a little rough and being held on and just used. Like, it's one of my biggest things. Like, I like antagonizing my current play partner into just using me because he gets that frustrated, be like, nope, face first in the bed and just manhandling me. It actually, it's like kind of weird. It's like I'm just gonna go ahead and say I'm a switch because I do have the ability to be dominant, but I much prefer being a sub. Like, at least with my current play partner, he's the only one who's earned like that level of respect where I can truly submit to him. Everybody else is just an act. Like, I met with this one guy off of Tinder, and I was introducing him to kink, and well, it was an act with him. Like, oh yeah, I'm totally just gonna act submissive for you, while with my current play partner, yet there is no acting about that whatsoever. Have I ever had a sexual experience with another girl? Yes, actually, I have. I'm bisexual, so I've gotten more ass on a toilet seat when it comes to females. My last experience, unfortunately, wasn't that good. Like, I had to fake it to get this girl to stop, and I had an ex so bad who would, he had turned me off from guys, and I fucked girls exclusively for 6 years, and then I meet this girl one off, like his Tinder one night stand, and I was like, fuck, like I don't even want to think about like eating carpet for a while. Like that happened like last summer, and it's just, I would much rather go with no sex and bad sex. And well, she has just completely ruined it for me for a while at least. Do I ever use a toy when I masturbate? Okay, so I am a valid lover of my wireless Hitachi wand, and I will sing its motherfucking praises any goddamn time I possibly can. But you have like, then you have the setting. Those settings. All same pattern, different intensities, and you have this one. The first two sound like tongue, or like can feel like tongues when it's on your clit. This one is frustrating, but the final one, this one, is fucking infuriating, and I hate it to a dying passion, but of course that's the one that my partner loves to use the most. Let's see. And unfortunately, no, I have not had sex with more than one person at a time, and it frustrates me so much because you know what? A girl just wants a gangbang once in her life. Like, come on. Like, I just want all my holes used for once and to have cum dripping out of them. But, c'est la vie. Let's see. Remember what it was inspired you to cum the last time you masturbated? If I don't count this afternoon when my partner came over, it would probably have been Saturday night, and it was the fact that he was coming over. And I just had Bluetooth, my noise-canceling headphones on, my sleep mask, along with my wand, and I was just teasing myself, like, edging myself for, like, an hour or two. You know, it was actually closer to an hour and a half. Let's see, do I like to, it depends, like, usually one is enough, but when I'm getting instructions from my partner, it's three is the minimum with him. Like, there is no one, it's either zero or three. Which is frustrating sometimes, because sometimes you're just so sensitive and you're like, fuck. And just when you've had those orgasms, you're just tuckered out. You're like, fuck this, I'm going to bed. Let's see. If I were to record a script, I don't know. Like, I remember when I did record, it was just, sometimes it depends on my mood. Like, I can record completely serious things or like lighthearted, funny things. Or obviously lewd things too. I mean, I used to do film, and I was a drama theater kid, so improvisation is fun as shit to me. So that answers number 18. And then 19, Jackal, let's go with that one. I definitely look forward to this, and thanks FSA, because I have a date with my Hitachi wand, and I'll see you guys later.